And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday. It's the 18th of July, 2011. It's the birthday of William Makepeace Thackeray, 1811, born in Calcutta, India. His father was an English administrator in the East India Company. The boy came back to London, studied law, thought he might become a painter, and then got his inheritance when he came of age, lost it through gambling, bad investments. His stepfather set him up with a newspaper job as a foreign correspondent in Paris, but the paper folded and Thackeray returned to London, married a penniless Irish girl, became a journalist. They had three daughters. One died in infancy. After the birth of the third, his wife went mad. He sent her to live with friends in the country. She outlived him by many years. Thackeray, best known for his book Vanity Fair, a novel without a hero, which he published in monthly installments in magazines, 1847, 1848. The account of the well-born Amelia Sedley and the ambitious, adventurous Becky Sharp. A book which ends with the lines, "Which of us is happy in this world? Which of us has his desire or having it is satisfied?" Disneyland opened on this day, 1955, in Anaheim, California. It actually had opened with a press preview the day before, but that was a disaster. It was over 100 degrees, the asphalt melted, the drinking fountains didn't work, there was a gas leak, the vendors ran out of food, and so the Disney Company did their best to forget it. And it's the birthday of Elizabeth Gilbert, 1969, Waterbury, Connecticut, author of a collection of short stories, a novel, a biography, and then her wildly successful memoir of 2006, Eat, Pray, Love, about her post-divorce travels through Italy, India, and Indonesia, made into a movie last year starring Julia Roberts. Elizabeth Gilbert, who said, "If you write something beautiful and important, and the right person somehow discovers it, they will clear room for you on the bookshelves of the world at any age." Here's a poem for today by Kim Adonizio, Good Girl. Look at you, sitting there being good. After 2 years, you're still dying for a cigarette. And not drinking on weekdays, who thought that one up? Don't you want to run to the corner right now for a fifth of vodka and have it with cranberry juice and a nice lemon slice? Wouldn't the backyard that you're so sick of staring out into look better then? The tidy yard your landlord tends day and night, the fence with its fresh coat of paint, the ash-free barbecue, the patio swept clean of small twigs. Don't you want to mess it all up, to roll around like a dog in his flower beds? Aren't you a dog anyway, always groveling for love and begging to be petted? You ought to get into the garbage and lick the insides of the can, the greasy wrappers, the picked-over bones. You ought to drive your snout into the coffee grounds. Ah, coffee. Why not gulp some down with four cigarettes and then blast naked into the streets and leap on the first beautiful man you find? The words ruin me. Haven't they been jailed in your throat for 40 years, and isn't it time you set them loose in slutty dresses and torn fishnets to totter around in 5-inch heels and slutty mascara? Sure, it's time. You've rolled over long enough. 40, 41. At the end of all this, there's one lousy biscuit, and it tastes like dirt. So get going. Listen, they're howling for you now. Up and down the block, your neighbor's dogs burst into frenzied barking and won't shut up. A poem titled Good Girl by Kim Adonizio from her collection Tell Me, published by American Poets Continuum, and used by permission here on The Writer's Almanac, produced by Kathy Roach and written by Holly Vanderhaar. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.